This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News, and today we are speaking with Stephanie Garland, the regional director of the Springfield Better Business Bureau, about a headache that we have seen, especially here in the Ozarks, but it's also affecting everyone really in the nation, and that is the supply chain issues. So, Stephanie, what do we know about these supply chain issues, and maybe how long they'll last?
How long they'll last is a really great question. That can be really hard to predict. Some things a couple weeks ago were 8 to 9 weeks out, and now if you order it today, they're 4 to 5 weeks out. So in some ways, we are seeing the supply chain disruption improve, but this can impact everything from sandwich meat to household appliances, but it's going to take a lot of work to fix. So because of the COVID-19 pandemic, fewer goods were produced. Demand surged as people at home tried to buy this merchandise, right? They tried to get things that they needed. But if you're going to go ahead and look at how to cope in this continuing age that we live in with these supply chain disruptions, shop around. Sometimes grocery chains and big box stores have empty shelves, but maybe your local mom and pop store will have found a way to procure the merchandise. You might want to consider maintaining your appliances and automobiles. Perhaps now is not the year for you to buy that used pickup that you wanted. Maybe waiting the extra year to see if the prices go down 30% like economics are suggesting, that might be a great idea. Try new things. If you can't find out what's on your list, look in your search with a sensitive adventure. You'll discover flavors, brands, and methods that you maybe otherwise would have missed. And of course, please express gratitude. The people who are stocking these grocery shelves for their hard work, make sure that you're thanking them because they're working really hard to make sure that we are continuing to have food and other necessary supplies. So realize businesses may still be experiencing labor shortages, trucking companies, warehouses, ports. These still do remain understaffed a lot of times, and this means that, unfortunately, this problem is not going away anytime soon.
All right. Well, that's something that we here at Ozark Radio News always talk about, and that is shopping local, being able to help go to mom and pop shops and farmers markets as well are a great way to help not only keep your money local, but help keep bread or meat on your table.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for talking with us about this, Stephanie. It's affecting everyone, and hopefully we can get these issues under control and get back to a more normal day-to-day life.
Thank you.